Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel are our guests.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I kind of feel like I can just turn my microphone off because I'll just get a distraction here. Two of the hardest working reporters are here with us right now on insane stuff. Some stations join us after this segment, next segment. But just Ann or Michael, give us a prelude of what we're about to cover. You found the safe houses. You found the warehouses.
Yeah.
You found where the kids are. This is insane.
Yeah, so part of the human osmotic pressure, as Michael was talking about in the previous segment, is importing children. I mean, the child sex trafficking trade is massive. The United States is really the largest purveyor of it, the largest consumers of it in the world. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And you've got non-governmental organizations that are being financed by the U.S. federal government, meaning your tax dollars, that are spending billions of dollars a month to import these children through these non-governmental organizations like Southwest Key Programs, SLS, MVM, and others. We spoke with a federal whistleblower, Alex, that gave us information, and other whistleblowers who gave us lists of thousands and thousands of children and the addresses, not only for the warehouses in which they're being sequestered into, like concentration camps, but personal homes. But here's the most disturbing thing, Alex. These homes don't belong to citizens of the United States. They're being rented out or owned by illegal aliens that are off the books. So these children are basically...
So it's all black.
It's all black. It's all black. It's all black. And these children, when they're interviewed, are being told that, are telling the people interviewing them that they're being pimped out on a regular basis. So this is true child sex trafficking in neighborhoods that if you were to drive through, you would think it's a safe neighborhood. You have no idea what's going on behind the door of a lot of these homes all across the
nation. So it's a permanent underclass with Democrat Party leftist corporate activists that literally feed on these children.
100%. 100%. And again, the non-governmental organizations like Southwest Key Programs, which has taken over Walmart's. If you remember COVID, a lot of stores, a lot of mom and pops went out of business. But after COVID, a lot of Walmart started shutting down. And we were all sort of surprised. Why are they shutting down the big box stores? Well, that's because these Walmarts house 5,000 to 7,000 children under the roof at any given time. And these kids never see the light of day. They're in there to stay there. And
so people wonder, where are they all going? You're telling people.
We're telling people they're in your neighborhoods right now.
Brownsville.
We drove right by a Walmart in Brownsville, Alex, where there's at least 5,000 kids in there. And the people in the gas station right next door, oh, yeah, they know what's going on in there. Does anybody stand up for these children? No. Why is that?
This is mass industrial level crime.
It's very well paying crime. When we talk to the federal whistleblower, Carlos Arellano, who's been on Kyle Serafin's show, he's been on Fox News undercover, he will tell you that in the Valley, you're lucky to make between $8 and $10 an hour. These jobs are paying $17 and more an hour. So that's why the industry thrives around there, because these people can make real money. This is the only industry he's ever known is working for non-governmental organizations since he became of age to work legally and collect a W-2 paycheck. This guy has been in charge of migrants in New York City in apartment buildings holding up to 5,000 migrants, including families, where rapes and murders and people went unaccounted for on a regular basis. And, of course, the non-governmental organization was knowingly covering it up with emails, losing families, losing children, and talking about it in emails. They don't report this to the authorities. They don't want.
So when we see New York and Chicago dumping people in the suburbs, that's the overflow.
That's the overflow. That is the overflow. It's all about moving these kids.
Wow.
It's all about it. Alex, at any given moment, there's at least 1 million kids in this country under a roof somewhere that has been trafficked.
Well, when we come back from break and a lot of stations join us, recap all this, and then what is the master plan on something like this?
Destruction of the United States and Europe and Japan. As you know, I spend a lot of time in Japan and Europe watching these things. You know, by the way, McAllen area, the RGV, the Rio Grande Valley, is one of the key places for the concentration of the World Economic Forum. So-called Governor Greg Abbott just had a small business summit in McAllen, Texas. Ann and I attended it, and it's all about globalism. And, you know, the corridor from McAllen all the way up to Canada, WEF, the World Economic Forum, has formed another headquarters, as you know, in Detroit, right? So, I mean, this is all, look at the corridor. I mean, this is the reason I spend so much time in places like Panama and Japan and Netherlands. These are key places for the World Economic Forum.
All right, let's talk about it. In the Netherlands, they're going to build giant migrant cities.
Right.
They are. Tri-state city.
Wow. All right. Michael Young and other guests, stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you think you tune into Fox News and get even a third of the truth, you're wrong. You get some truth there, but on all the other channels, nothing. Millions and millions coming across a year. Obama saying, bring children, we'll let them in. Trump shut it down, exploded under Biden. Michael Young, investigative reporter, and Vandersil, investigative reporter. You guys are about to take members of Congress over a 200,000-person colony that Greg Abbott has built right under our noses. When he sends the state police to the border, they just write tickets to citizens. When Austin cut the police, they don't go after crime. They just write tickets to old ladies. They're parked outside our office every day just writing tickets to people with no inspection stickers. They're not going after real crime. I'm not attacking the state police. It's just true. They're aiding and abetting it. Just like the National Guard, the State Guard, we had reporters out there a few months ago with you. We saw all this. So Michael Young and Ann Vandersteel, start over with, where are the children? You found them in the shutdown Walmarts. You found them being farmed out, being put with families with illegal aliens that, again, aren't just an underclass. They're this new separate country within our country working under the deep state. So you've got the floor.
Yeah, so really, Alex, the Customs and Border Protection is an agency that we all revere. President Trump has talked about them, given them the floor, given them, a lot of notoriety, supported them, said these are our guys. But what Michael and I have witnessed, in addition to talking to CBP agents that are just mortified by Joe Biden, the regime, and the open border policies, we've also seen Customs and Border Protection agents facilitating the migration of children that have no business coming in here with adult males that are basically trafficking them for Catholic Charities. So Catholic Charities is a non-governmental organization.
It's the ringleader. We saw them with newborn babies with no ID, just handing them over to people at the airport.
We got video of children that were clearly drugged and asleep while other kids are running around screaming and yelling and making a ruckus. These kids are limp and lifeless in the arms of men that are military-age fighting men, bringing these in. And when the agents on the border are questioned about this, CPB says, stop talking to us. We're just processing.
And Biden's just ended the DNA testing.
He's ended the DNA testing, which frankly could solve this problem. And that's, that's one of the solutions that needs to be delivered. That's the reason we're taking these congressmen up in a helicopter on Monday to show them the Colonia, the Abbott City, the Colony Ridge that's being built for 200,000 migrants. But these children that are being smuggled in by Catholic Charities, when you have CPB agents that are facilitating the human trafficking, knowingly, when you go downtown McAllen outside Catholic Charities and you see Customs and Border Protection agents bro-hugging and high-fiving each other, saying, celebrating the fact they've got their, quotes, merchandise lined up against the wall, and these people look terrified as they're being processed through Catholic Charities, then placed on buses and bussed around the country. You understand the gravity of the situation. We don't have a border, Alex. The North American Declaration signed by Joe Biden on January 10th of this year is all about homogenizing Canada, America, and Mexico, and allowing the free flow of immigrants back and forth. And, of course, the Americans are just supposed to pay for it, and we're supposed to give up our homes, our security, our jobs, and our safety. National security, food security is all on the table right now thanks to this regime in power.
I mean, this is modern warfare.
Big time. This is a big war, and it expands way beyond our borders. This is why I'm constantly over in Europe and Asia. Again, just got back from Georgia.
The NGOs that run the Texas attack are headed up the European attack.
Absolutely. And, for instance, Netherlands, as you have mentioned numerous times, Alex, Tri-State City, which is, they call it Tri-State City because it will be comprised mostly of Netherlands, partly of Belgium and Germany. This is a huge smart city for about 30 million people, right? I'm constantly over there. For instance, I was there during the elections in March in Netherlands, and I was up in Groningen where the gas fields are, right? Natural gas. Those gas fields are needed to create the using the Haber-Bosch process to create nitrogenous fertilizers, right? And those nitrogenous fertilizers are absolutely essential when it comes to feeding the world. This is part of what feeds into the famines that you're talking about, Alex, is to cut down. I was at BASF last year in Germany, and I asked somebody in the plant, what happens if Nord Stream gets cut? I've got this on audio. And he said, this was before it was cut. And I said, he goes, well, then BASF is dead. BASF is the first company in the world to create the nitrogenous fertilizers that are needed around the world. Groningen gas field in Netherlands is also vital. And the government, the reason I was there in March warning about Groningen is because I sensed that they were going to shut that down. And now they have, right? It's just bit by bit shutting us down, creating that human osmotic pressure, the hop, that will send people. If you can get your feet into South America, you can get your feet into any city or village in America. All you've got to do is land anywhere in South America, and then it's easy to work your way to Colombia. And then once you get to Colombia, through the Darien Gap, and a week or so later, you're crossing the border.
So what is the master plan? And then getting back to, you guys have discovered where the children are.
We've discovered where the children are, but you've also got to factor in what Michael's talking about, that human osmotic pressure bringing all that people in is also bringing in disease. We know now they're going to start the lockdowns. Your sources have just confirmed what we already predicted, right? They have to have disease. The WHO, as Dr. Zelenko called it, the World Homicide Organization, has to have a plandemic. They have to have a way to secure us in our homes, quarantine us, give us another vaccine. They've already got vaccines on deck already. They're already talking about the Marburg virus, the anthrax, et cetera. But we now know tuberculosis, multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, is coming across the border with this migrant population. Why is that important? Because multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis is zoonotic, meaning it can transfer from human being to animal. So these migrants that work in the cattle industry, the beef, the dairy, are now putting tuberculosis into the population, into the herds of the cattle, which is resulting in the slaughter of tens of thousands of cattle across Texas and actually, frankly, across the country, which is a threat to our food supply. Alex, my beef supplier, Lights Out Beef, has told me that we should expect beef prices to go up by 30% in October. That's because they're having to slaughter so many tens of thousands of cattle right now. This is a real crisis. Food security is definitely on the table right now.
And the Netherlands is the third largest producer of food in the world. They're shutting them down.
Right.
Big time. And in fact,
that is the fertilizer of the farms themselves.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, that's why I spend so much time with Dutch farmers. Interestingly, the Dutch farmers in March, when I was there for the elections, they overwhelmingly voted for a party called the Bodemburger Beweging, which in Dutch means the Farmers People's Movement, right? And this is
that removed the leader of the country. So they're putting another guy in, right?
Yeah, but BBB is actually another. They're another snake skin for the West.
They're another rhino.
I mean, their actual signs were BB better. And I kept telling the Dutch farmers, build back better. Don't you get it? I mean, they're telling you right in your face and your vote.
Oh, so they led the revolution.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in.
Well, I've seen numbers. If they've already cut nitrogen 25% worldwide, like you said, it's already happened. That's going to kill hundreds of millions already.
Big time. I flew to Thailand to talk with a former prime minister, a friend of mine, Abhisit. And I flew over from Ireland after over there talking with key people and warning about it. I flew to Thailand. I said, hey, let's have coffee. Let's talk about the rice production and your nitrogenous fertilizers.
And the UN's going after that.
Oh, yeah. I said, you know, you imported 5 million metric tons in 2022. 92% of your nitrogenous fertilizer needs in Thailand are imported. You only create 8%. And, you know, of course, he thought that they'll just get it from China or Russia. I'm like, check your facts. I didn't just fly in from Ireland all the way to Thailand to tell you something that's a simple fix. You need to prepare for this. Thailand is going to when you're growing rice, that's basically vacuuming the nitrogen out of the soil and exporting it, right?
What was the Asian country that like 5 years ago cut nitrogen and they got overthrown?
Oh, that was Sri Lanka, but that was like last year.
They cut it a few.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's just I mean it's simple. Cut the food off, things explode, and that's the angrier world master plan.
That's right. Well, the Bank of International Settlements, right? Everything rolls up to financial. It's all about the money for these demons, and of course you have their puppets down at the United Nations with the Strategic Development Goals, SDG 16, which is all about sustainability, about vacuuming the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. I mean, it's just...
Which Biden just signed on to.
Which he just signed on to, along with giving away our sovereignty under the NDAA in December of last year to the WHO. So when you consider all of these things, the fact that they don't believe in carbon, and there's a war on carbon, which frankly, Alex, we're all carbon, FYI. They want to kill photosynthesis. They want to kill crops.
Yeah, you're the carbon they want to cut.
That's exactly right. So this is a continuation of the depopulation agenda that you have been talking about for a decade now. And again, to Michael's point, you've been right about everything.
Well, I mean, it's not hard when I'm reading their own documents. So I don't get the credit.
Right.
Like, I don't get credit for whistleblowers telling me they're about to lock stuff down again.
It takes the guts. Sometimes it's there in front of you, but very few people have the guts to say it.
Right.
Well, I know that you guys are a lot more brave than I, because I go to the border, and I'll be honest, nothing makes me depressed. When I see kids being smuggled, and I can't beat the guy's ass, and I'm not trying to, I mean, seriously, I see like a little baby being handed off. An hour later, she goes, "This is my baby, no paperwork handed away. The kid's obviously drugged." I feel like I'm a part of it because I don't stop them.
Right.
And I don't know how, you know, that's like in the, you know, a new movie based on, you know, true story of The Sound of Freedom, when the agent early on goes, "I can't do this. When we're not stopping it, I can't."
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans, they are destroying people's lives, and they are trafficking children, and they're parting them out like organs, and worse to people.
Well, Biden won't even make a comment about Maui. I mean, they're just, it's an arrogance.
It is.
They're always arrogant. What is it with them and arrogance? You know, the World Economic Forum, the CCP, I spent a year running around China and whatnot. They're always arrogant.
Yeah, they are.
And they tell you what they're going to do, like BBB party at Build Back Better in Netherlands. They tell you exactly who they are. They signal it. They throw it up in the air, and then they just do it, and people accept it.
What was it? Biden said he's laser focused about Maui, giving him $700.
That's a joke.
Laser is that a key word for how they started?
Whether it was power lines or lasers, the point was he was rubbing it in.
Yeah, of course.
And they admit it's the press secretary actually writes his tweets.
Oh, that's
so
true.
She's the one doing
AJP.
That.
AJP.
No water, no comms, right? Everybody needs
the
to have
power on.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody needs to always have their own personal comms plan with their family. It's really important.
Well, what would you do? Is this confirmed now? The police blocked people in and wouldn't let them leave. The average cop wasn't part of it. They followed orders. I'm sorry. Fire's coming. There's cops in front of me.
Yeah. Fire behind my family and cops in front of me. Cops better get out of the way.
That's exactly.
Because somebody's going to get run over.
Yeah.
This is no joke at this point.
But isn't that where we're at right now? We have to stop listening to these fools in Washington, D.C., because they don't work for us. They work for the corporation, the public-private partnerships. Isn't that where Americans are?
Well, that's like the cops in Uvalde. One of the feds I know was there when the guys actually went in. For 76 minutes, the police chief said, stand down. Stop. If I was a cop, I mean, I guess I wouldn't be a cop because there's kids getting killed. I'm not following orders. I'm going to go in and get the kids. I mean, I don't even understand that.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. People's families in there being slaughtered. Cops did nothing. I mean, what is going on here? It's quite obvious. I mean, how many more hints do we need? They're saying what they're doing. They're destroying the United States. They're destroying Europe. Japan is systematically being destroyed.
We are deep into the New World Order takedown. I mean, we're in it.
It is.
In 1963.
But like you said, we're not helpless.
No, we're not helpless, but it requires some courage. It requires people to understand our history. So in 1963, they read the Communist Manifesto into the Congressional Record. They have now implemented every single one of the points of the Communist Manifesto.
It was 59 goals.
59 goals, including having no oaths of office. And so what have we learned, Alex? We've now learned that the Biden regime, including Kamala Harris and every member of his cabinet, do not have Part 2 of the oath of office that's required. So under the statutes, 5 U.S.C. 3331, where you, put your hand on the Bible and swear to uphold or affirm, swear or affirm to uphold the Constitution, they have to also sign and notarize that. They have not done Part 2. It's either deficient, devoid, defective.
It is all a fraud.
It's all a fraud.
We're going to go to break and come back, but I'm going to give you guys the floor here. Back to, please come back next week, because I know you guys don't blow smoke. And I've been to some of the Walmarts facilities. I've seen it myself, but you guys have been tracking your whistleblowers. I want you to come in here and name names, name the places. Because, again, I mean, what's the number? I've talked to Border Patrol that think 80% get away. It's millions every quarter getting in. What's the numbers on children? I know we don't have any exact numbers.
We don't know. And it's just some massive number.
Yeah, it's a massive number.
This is what we do, and we don't know.
The federal government will say 350,000 children and 85,000 went missing. And according to our whistleblowers, add at least 20 to 50% on that number. So if it's conservatively 20%, you're looking at over 400,000 children. But I think it's far more than that because we know the NGOs have at least 1 million right now under roof.
And I see little blurbs in the local news. 2-year-old found gang raped in cornfield, South Texas. 3-year-old found, I mean, they're just dead bodies are everywhere, too. But it was a dead body from a shooter. It'd be all the news. Oh, we got to ban guns. When it's a little Hispanic kid, it's just a footnote in the newspaper.
That's right. It's sick. Their lack of respect for human beings is absolutely atrocious. Again, these are people that don't believe in God, Alex. They believe in worshiping Satan, and part of their sacrifice is, of course, abortion and the sacrifice of children. So whether you're sacrificing children to the altar of sex and your perversion, or you're sacrificing them for adrenochrome or organ harvesting, It's all about the sacrifice. And they're all too happy just to do it right here in the open. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of
DHS. He has events where they celebrate.
Exactly. That's exactly right. He has been bred up through the whole administration, through Obama, handpicked to be in this role right now. I spoke with J.J. Carroll this morning, a former Border Patrol agent, has a book out. Michael's going to read it. He just got a copy of it, Invasion. And it's all about the destruction of America. And again, this goes hand in hand with the North American Declaration, which Biden signed on January 10th of this year. And it's all about homogenizing one nation under the entire Western Hemisphere of Canada, United States, and Mexico. They want it all together.
Why have they not impeached Mayorkas?
I don't know, but I was down and he specifically is overseeing the invasion route through Darien Gap, right? In April of 2000.
You were there when he was there.
Twice, right? I was in Darien last year in April. I go there all the time. I was down there in April of 2022. I was about to go meet some congressmen in Arizona to take them to do some things. And one of them tipped me off that Mayorkas was about to come to Panama. So I predicted where he might go in the Darien. I waited there for 4 days, and he landed right in front of me with three Blackhawks. He went into the camp down at San
Francisco. You got video of it.
I have video. I droned after the
helicopters. No, we played it. Yeah, yeah.
After the helicopters were safely on the ground and whatnot, I droned when he went into the camp, right? So I have it right over. You can see him. You can see Mayorkas walking into the camp. Now you look at that. Now you look at photo imagery that I took of the same camp in April of this year, so 1 year later, and that camp has dramatically expanded. And I've published this, and you can see that not only is it expanded, it's much more, say, corporate. And there's
the same thing with the UN, as you know, they built all these rallying centers to then get into Europe.
Oh, absolutely. I've been down to Morocco looking at this. I've been, you know, Lithuania and whatnot, and just. I'm always in Netherlands and Germany and looking at these things here, there, and the other places, right? Europe is being absolutely destroyed. They're in a more advanced stage than we are in destruction.
Well, let's come back and talk about how we stop this. And you guys pick the day you want to come in. You can get here hours before, give them all your documents, all your videos. Let's name the Walmarts. Let's name the people. Let's get into it.
We'll do. Change of mission. We're on it.
Change of mission, and we'll bring the whistleblowers with us, too.
Please, take over the whole show. I'll just back. You guys can host it.
You're reading my mind.
I am reading your mind. So we've got michaelyon.locals.com, @Michael_Yon, Michael Yon, Ann Vandersteel. You can find her at, what's the best place to find you? At Vandersteel on Twitter.
At Ann Vandersteel.
At Ann Vandersteel. Where else can we find you? Rightnow.news?
Yeah, those are where my shows are hosted on the Brighteon Network. Mike Adams.
All right, Mike's great. Rightnow.news. All right, we're going to go to break in about a minute and a half, but I can try to direct this discussion, but give us the data dump. What else are you going to hit when you come back?
What else do you want to talk about, Michael? I think we got to talk about the solution side of this.
Yeah, definitely got to talk about the solutions. And one is just don't go along with Matt. The masks. Don't go along with any of these things.
Exactly.
Do not take any more shots at all.
Right.
Unless you're like dying on the gurney, you shouldn't be taking any medicines from these pharmaceutical companies.
Right. Civil disobedience has to be priority number one for these people. For America, if you want to survive, civil disobedience, it's all we can do.
And by the way, I don't smoke Putin's dope. I don't think, you know, he's an angel. But I know what they're saying is true about the U.S. bioweapon lab in Ukraine. Russia just said a week ago, U.S. plotting another pandemic. I mean the globalists running it. I want to talk about that some, too, because you know, they got these new variants, all this. I'm really concerned they're going to release something a lot more deadly than COVID.
Yeah, I think, I've been looking for islands where they will hole up in. It's clear that they'll do this because it's clear that they're going to release something quite seriously deadly.
And Larry Page didn't come back for 2 years. He stayed on a yacht in the Pacific.
Right. Now, look at where's an ideal place to do this? Hawaii, right? And there's a mysterious fire that just occurred, right? I mean, Hawaii is an ideal place to sit this out if it's going to take a multi-year destruction of the human population across the globe. Hawaii and other places.
And they're setting it up for that.
Yeah.
That's my gut. That's what I've said to my wife, is that we really want to be cowards. We'll just run there and wait out with the globalists.
I mean, I know certain people that are living in the Bahamas right now. A good friend of ours, Todd Callender, he's lived Oconus, and the demons are there too, but...
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Поиска мутаций вирусов. Не исключаем применение Соединенными Штатами так называемых оборонительных технологий в наступательных целях, а также в целях глобального управления путем создания кризисных ситуаций биологического характера.
Russia's Ministry of Defense has released a statement revealing the murky activities of the United States military. The ministry says that Washington's Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy searches for virus mutations to then use them to further its own interests.
As in 2019, the United States began preparing for a new pandemic by searching for virus mutations. We do not exclude the use by the United States of these so-called defensive technologies for offensive purposes, as well as for the purpose of global management by creating crisis situations of a biological nature.
For more on this, we cross live to RT correspondent Marina Kosareva. Marina, hello. So Russia's Ministry of Defense has taken aim at the potential risk of American dual-use biological programs. What else can you tell us about these claims?
Hi, Fiorella. Well, according to the ministry, Washington has been amassing various pathogens from its direct involvement with various biolabs around the world, which they say are for research and preventative measures, but Russia's defense ministry is not buying that. And they point out that whenever the Pentagon, for example, is interested in any pathogens, be it COVID-19 or avian influenza or the African swine flu, they later somehow end up becoming pandemic. And who stands to benefit from this? As we've seen time and time again, it's American pharmaceutical companies. And they point out, their findings point out that, for example, that there is a possible collusion between Big Pharma and USAID via an intermediary company called EcoHealth Alliance. Now, they have been studying the diversity of bat population since 2015, and they've also been looking at mechanisms how to transfer coronavirus strains from bats to humans. And we know that just 2 months before the world ever heard about COVID-19, there was an exercise conducted at the Johns Hopkins University in New York, wherein that exercise entailed scientists transferring an unknown at the time strain of coronavirus from bats to humans via a pig. So of course all this and the office that is now being opened leads them to question why this is happening. And of course they also point out that the U.S. government, for example, in May this year, said that...
Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon, two incredible investigative reporters, are in studio with us tracking the giant human trafficking happening, all part of the collapse of our country. They just joined us. A lot of people are tuning in right now because we have broken the news. They've told the Border Patrol and they've told TSA. I talked to sources yesterday confirming my first source that indeed they're planning to bring about masks next month for TSA workers and Border Patrol, and then in October, masks for everybody on planes, and then larger lockdowns into the election next year, a perfect strategy for the mail-in ballots. So in the 25 minutes we have left in this hour, you guys will be back next week. You're about to fly Congress over, a 200,000-person city they're building outside Houston. Just huge intel that you guys continue to break. Let's talk about any other areas you haven't hit, and then solutions of what we can do.
Alex, some of the information that's coming to me from some of the researchers that we're working with, the people that delivered the information that these oaths of office are derelict, they're deficient or non-existent for the Biden cabinet, such as Mayorkas, who is Department of Homeland Security's secretary, is the fact that we also have bacteria such that is in program. These are bacteria that are plague bacteria that are coming out in all the vaccines, 2022, 2023, and in the childhood vaccines, such as chemical compounds laced with plague and Leprosyria bacterium, matrix M proteins, which are a gene-linked protein, all of this designed to be weaponized and toxic to the people that are receiving these jabs. So
yeah, now we're seeing, I had Dr. Judy Minkowitz on, she said they're loaded with a whole bunch of this stuff. And then they're going to say it's COVID and have lockdowns, everybody's sick and dying, which is happening.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So we're under biological attack.
Clearly. Clearly. And not just also the cattle. For instance, the tuberculosis that Dr. Michael Vickers told us about. He came down to McAllen and briefed us a couple of weeks ago. He's a veterinarian, important veterinarian in Texas. He's been practicing for over 50 years in Mexico and Texas. Tuberculosis has come in with the... with the aliens who work with the cattle, dairy cattle, and now they're slaughtering thousands of cattle in Texas. This could imperil, this does imperil Texas's tuberculosis-free status on the cattle, which means that has massive implications for Texas and our food supply. Of course, this won't stop at Texas. It'll spread to Oklahoma and Florida and places beyond. Because remember, tuberculosis is a zoonotic disease. It goes from humans to animals and animals to humans. And not just that, things that we talked about on your show before, Alex, a long time ago, I don't know, earlier this year, I guess. Also dengue, malaria, typhus is making the comeback that, as predicted, some of this is like, feels like cheating because it's right there in front of you. And you say it and it sounds like you're Nostradamus and you're not. You're just like seeing the snake and warning about a snake. It's very clear for everybody to see if they will accept what they actually see with their own
eyes. Cutting off the gas pipelines, flooding the border, devaluing the currency. They're trying to collapse the country.
Well, Alex, I think, frankly, that's what's going to get everybody's attention. We've been screaming about all of this stuff for a long time. We've been, you know, telling people, please, please, please protect yourself. Get your food supplies going. Get your money going. Get gold and silver. Yet nobody's doing it. We talk about child trafficking. Sound of Freedom came out. And still, you don't even have kids, people, excuse me, adults up in arms about Sound of Freedom and the fact that we're doing child sex trafficking across our own border and consuming it right here in the U.S. President Trump controlled the world with the wallet. It was the trade deals that got everybody to heal and bring world peace. I'm afraid that's what we're going to have to look at right now. We're going to have to look at complete collapse of the global economy right here in the United States. In fact, it's already being sabers are rattling about J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America. J.P. Morgan Chase way overextended with their gold ETFs and not enough physical.
Well, that's right. The central banks, as Ponzi schemes coming to an end.
That's right.
They want to collapse things and blame the collapse on that so they can be the saviors during it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And as I'm sitting here, I'm getting from Lisa McGee, lead researcher over at Vax Choice, some incredible information. The funding that's coming with these vaccines that has all this bacteria in it has been supported in part by the U.S. Department of Defense, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, under the contracts that they have over there. And, of course, they claim that the funders had no idea about what was designed in these studies, the data collection analysis. They're just pushing the money. Yet what you're seeing is, like Dr. Judy Mikovits confirmed with you when you had her on your show, is that they're putting a lot of other really deadly compounds in these vaccines.
So they're making their move on us.
100%.
Clearly, in a big way. The famines clearly are coming. And again, that drives that. Remember, every time you get a big famine, you always get pandemic and you always get war. This is like a triangle. You don't.
The angrier world that Schwab talks about that they believe will bring in their global government.
Absolutely. And there will be a significant human reduction population.
Guys, we're going to skip this break so we have more time. Get that Vivek Ramaswamy clip, not the promo clip they put up, but the clip we grabbed out of his interview that's got like 60 million views now since yesterday with Tucker Carlson, where he explains we're at the 1776 moment. They've collapsed civilization, but if we don't guide the water the right way, they're going to bring tyranny in with it instead of bringing liberty in. Here's a clip.
Do you get the sense as you travel the country, talk to people, speak, that we're on it feels like we're on the cusp of chaos?
I think we're on the cusp of something. I'd like to think of it as a revolution, in a positive sense of that word. I think that, you know, I try to be an optimist at times.
You feel like this is...
Oh, there's something going on.
Yeah.
I think we're like in a 1775, spring of 1776 moment in this country, actually. I think that people are hungry. Now, the form I want to see it play out in is reviving those shared ideals that unite us, that set the nation into motion in 1776, that I think are innate to our nature as human beings, as Americans. I think that there's a hunger for a revival of those ideals. That's where we are. But there's a lot of ways that energy could go. The way I would like to play my small role in helping channel that energy, it's not all going to be done by the U.S. president, but there's a role to play, is to channel that energy towards a positive revival of that which unites us across our diverse attributes or divides. But if it doesn't go that way, there's a dam that's going to break and the river's going to go somewhere. I hope it leads towards a national revival rather than, you know, other places where this could go.
So that's the moment we're at.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The Federal Reserve Act, the 16th Amendment, and so on and so forth. And all of these agencies, it's all about the corporate contract. And now you can understand the public-private partnership aspect of all this and how they've co-opted everything and these industrial complexes across all industries, whether it's the speech cartel, you know, big agriculture, military, pharmaceuticals. They have control because we allow them to have control through this public-private partnership of the corporations. That construct has to be deconstructed, Alex. We've got to take it back for the people. We've got to stop.
Well, Klaus Schwab brags that the new capitalism is not about the investors or the people. It's about stakeholders. It's all about global corporations and that none of us have any rights.
That's right.
So they're telling, I mean, what a horrible system.
It's hard. Well, you'll own nothing, Alex, and be happy. How does that make you feel? Do you sleep at night knowing that?
Well, he means we'll be dead while we'll be happy.
That's exactly
Yeah, this
right.
is the decarbonization is the new delousing. That's exactly what this is.
So how else are we to defeat them?
Well, I like what Vivek Ramaswamy said. This is 1775. It's 1776. We are at that breaking point where people have to stand up. You have to choose a side, America. You have to decide, do you want to go the way of the corporation? Do you want to be a corporate serf, a municipal servant to the government where you...
And you see how... It'd be one thing if they were corrupt and evil and gave us a bunch of good stuff to get us to sign on. No, they're like, we take everything from you, right, and we poison you, and you better... Like, they're trying to switch us into a Stockholm syndrome where we get scared. They're abusing us. So, looking at this, pulling back from this, I think overall their COVID power grab failed, so they're going to try it again. We know that now. I think if we say no to this, it basically breaks them.
I hope so, Alex. I hope that's what it's going to take. I hope the Americans will stand up for this.
This time we're primed to resist.
This time we are, though. You're right. You are. We're primed to resist this. I think we have enough people that are listening at this point. They haven't stood up yet, but when the banks collapse, and that's going to come, that's part of this. I tell people, if they're telling us masks are coming by October, be prepared for bank collapse by October. I think that's what their plan is, because they need to sequester us and scare us into submission so that when we can't go to the bank and withdraw our
money. Well, they changed the subject with that. And
right,
so, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the timing I see this. That's the playbook I'm reading into. That's
Well, let's talk about Trump. He's not perfect, but he's obviously the real deal. They hate him. He actually stands up for America. These four indictments are cartoonish. They indicted him for tweeting things and questioning the election. That's going to fail. That only made him more popular. So now they've got the mail-in ballot, the new lockdown. I mean, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So I mean, your response to Trump and where you see that going?
I think Trump is frankly going to be the tip of the spear in leading the retrolution. Revolution is a word that gets you in trouble with the agencies, and they'll send the men with the guns to your house, and that you have a choice which way you want that to end at this point. But retrolution is a return to what America was in 1868. We need to return back to our roots. We need to restore the Constitution. There's an organization out there, and I talk about these guys all the time, tacticalcivics.com. Incredible organization of patriots that are putting together chapters in every single county. Right now they have 705 chapters at last count I heard from David Zuniga. He wrote a book called The Great Reset, and it explains very simply setting up citizen grand juries in addition to Second Amendment protected militias. And those militias are there for defensive posture only. And when the sheriff doesn't do his or her job in your county, if you have indictments from the grand jury and that sheriff won't arrest to set up a court date and, you know, go forward, then the militia steps in, Alex. That's how our Constitution is supposed to work.
Well, let's talk about that. The whole cloud and pivot strategy of defunding the police, all the massive crime that's shutting down all the different stores. I mean, that's part of a larger plan, because when the big store goes down, all the little stores go down. This is all part of the ongoing lockdown.
Right. And where's the sheriff in Brownsville, Texas, that knows that the former Walmart Supercenter, is filled with children? And they're being shuttled at nighttime.
Where are they going? We saw when we were there a few years ago, and again this year with you, that there's these women with Grim Reaper tattoos, MS-13 tattoos, and they just hand kids over, no paperwork, and they disappear. And you're sitting there literally watching it, but then we saw men saying, I'm here with my white van. I want children. I was promised kids. I'm taking them to show them the way of the Lord in Pennsylvania. And it's like some super creepy dude. I mean, wow, think about this.
Think about who his Lord is, though. Is it his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
No.
Or is it Lucifer? I mean, it's down to that, isn't it, Alex?
I mean, you're talking about creepy men licking their lips, getting little kids.
That's exactly.
And loading them in vans with no paperwork. I mean,
and a couple of the whistleblowers have told us about how often when the kids are being turned over, the recipient is actually drunk or obviously on drugs. And for instance, some are turned over at baggage claim at Orlando Airport and at Jacksonville Airport. They fly from Texas, and some will go to New York. Others will go to Jacksonville Airport, picked up at baggage claim, or they're taken by rental cars to addresses, of which we have thousands now.
And Michael, we watched this lady particularly over and over again deliver dozens of children just each time we're there. And like, think about this. Who's the list? How do they decide who randomly gets kids? Like, what's the database?
That's what we're looking into. And it's quite strange because, you know, we asked this is developing. We'll give you some of this. We'll give you the database. It's unbelievable. There are addresses all around us here now. I mean,
Austin's one of the main hubs.
Yeah. And so what's going on?
Well, it's Houston, San Antonio, Austin. And then a lot go to Chicago, Dallas. Yeah.
Jacksonville's a major hub as well, and that also connects to the Gulf Tainer story, which I'm sure you're familiar with. Thank goodness we've got those ports back, but that's the same area. The people that own Gulf Tainers are known pedophiles. That was the Kevin Spacey story with the thespians he was bringing over to the United Arab Emirates under the auspices of studying theater. But they were really child trafficking and child sex trafficking, and Kevin Spacey's a pedophile. He's a known pedophile. So this is so massive and so pervasive.
It's a cult.
It's a cult. It is a cult. But it's the cult that's everywhere, Alex.
And there's, so what percentage, because they're legitimizing and selling pedophilia now, does anybody have a sociological, anthropological breakdown of what percentage of the U.S. has been converted to pedophilia?
I don't.
I don't know, but we talk about it now more frequently than we've ever even imagined.
Yeah.
But I've got all these shows and TV Disney shows where pedophilia, it's everywhere.
Right. And it's clearly just epidemic. And what is happening with these children? How many ways are they used, right? They're clearly being used, whether it's in sex trafficking, whether it's, I don't know, organ harvesting. I'm just throwing that out there. Something is off.
Well, they sign them up, get their welfare, steal their money. There's just...
Look at the HHS.gov website. And right on the splash page, I looked at it again last night, is like about human trafficking. They're like signaling again, you know?
Yeah. And organ
and they are the human traffickers.
Yeah, you know, the organ donation program is under HHS. It's under Health and Human Services.
Coincidentally.
Well, exactly. Ukraine, they've dug up mass graves full of kids that had their organs taken.
That's right.
Including babies.
That's exactly right. This is a massive, massive problem. And again, you have to ask yourself, the CCP has been doing this with the Uyghurs forever, right? They've been desecrating the Uyghur population for their organs forever. Why? Because they're clean. They're clean. The Falun Gong are clean. So they've been using these people for sex, for forced labor, and for organs. This is how they view human beings. This is a kind of debauchery.
So it's turning us into a commodity.
It's turning us into a commodity, which is why they've now corporatized you with your Social Security number.
What do you make of Biden's, his son called him Pedo Pete, and now it turns out that's basically his code name, Robert L. Peter. I mean, it's sick.
It is sick. That was his email name, right, that he was using to communicate so he could be off the grid from FOIAs? Again, Americans, kudos to you. You guys have been doing your job, going out there and doing your Freedom of Information Act requests on a lot of information. Keep doing it. You're overwhelming them, and we need to keep exposing them. But you're going to have to get creative and start to think, how else are they communicating? If you see an email on something you get back in a FOIA document that you don't recognize, FOIA for that name, and keep going, because this is exactly...
I want to be clear. As negative as this all is, and as scary as it is, we're at least waking up. The enemy's panicked. Their own internal documents come out. They think they're losing. I don't want everybody to think we're winning, but I mean, we don't have a choice. We got to just keep fighting.
That's right.
Many people watching this are in key offices, in key positions, and just use your imagination, little things you can do or not do that will help trip them up. And it can
because the average person's not even bad in the system. They're just compartmentalized.
Right. Yeah. What we see on the border as an example, Border Patrol. Border Patrol, most of them are very frustrated, very angry, but they do continue to load the children onto the buses, which tires cost probably $1,000 each on those buses, right? And those buses keep rolling, right? I mean, everybody can do something. I didn't say anything like that, but I mean,
you're right. I almost said they should all quit because then it would just be a quagmire, but instead of their facilitators.
Right. I mean, they are actually, they're just doing their job. They're like a little gear in Big Ben. My job is to be a gear and turn right and to turn the other gear to turn left. You know what I mean? And so everybody's just doing their job.
But when you're working for Hitler, you stop following orders.
That's right. It's time to stop following orders. Stop just being a gear in the system. Realize you're
part of the system. Well, I mean, if we could have an Operation Valkyrie that would work, we would do it. But Hitler was in charge. The globalists have distributed power. That's why they're so smart. It's a whole bureaucracy. Very hard to take off the head of the snake.
Well, the Texas National Guard is pretty disgusted with what's going on, Alex. I mean, there is definitely a group inside the Texas National Guard. We met with some of them that are saying, look, we do not like what Border Patrol is doing, and we are at war with them. And they're being used to basically shuttle the flow of the migrants into where the CPB processing stations are on land right there in these national refuge parks that are all over the place to be handy for the migrants to just walk on. The National Guard, I give them some credit, but they're sort of powerless, right, because they're having to take direction.
It's all being done bureaucratically from the top. That's why we have to admit what's happening. Administrative genocide, administrative human trafficking, administrative tyranny. Ann Vandersteel at Ann Vandersteel on Twitter and rightnow.news and the great Michael Yon at Michael_Yon and Michael Yon on Locals. Thank you so much.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.